Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Cargojet Pilot Podcast. I'm David Tun, chair of the Cargojet MEC Communications Committee. This is our second podcast, recorded at the ALPA Studios in McLean, Virginia. With me today is Captain Ryan Kennedy, our MEC chair, First Officer Ari Moldvan, our MEC vice chair, and First Officer Saif Radwan, our secretary treasurer. You going to talk a little not as fast this time,
Yeah, Ryan? I'm going to do my best. It turns out flying an airplane is a little bit easier than doing a podcast. So the director here let me know on our first podcast that I was speaking a little bit fast, so I'm going to make a conscious effort to slow it down a bit.
All right. We'll let you know when you
please
speed
do.
Up.
Yeah. Please do. Thank you.
Thanks, sir, for having us, Dave, and appreciate you saying my name correctly today.
Thanks, Dave. Episode 2. Time goes by quick, eh?
Yeah. For full disclosure, we're filming this episode right after the first episode. Just we're trying to get a few off, and we're having fun with this. So it's about educating the membership, and we're going to muscle through this because we need to get this communication out there, and we need to engage, and I think it's important.
All right. Well, last time we talked a little bit about ALPA and introduced you guys to everybody. This time we'd like to focus a little bit more on communications, like you were talking about earlier, and how we get the information on what's happening with the airline and the various ways we pass it on to you, the pilot group. So, an easy one here for Ryan. What's your favorite way to communicate?
I think my favorite way for the members to communicate with us, basically due to the volume of emails or WhatsApp messages I get, would be through the DART system. These are all tracked. What'll happen is a member will send a DART. It'll go to 4 or 5 different people that have been added to that kind of subject matter. And so you'll get a quicker answer. So these people all see it. They'll kind of convene, discuss the issue. It also tracks the issue so that if we don't answer it in the first day, we'll get a reminder the following day, and we'll keep getting reminders. And it tracks the data of some of the keywords of that so we can pull that data down the road. When I say we're going into contract negotiations, anything to collect more data, essentially. Another big thing that I think it's good for, and DARTs can be for anything. If you have a question, if you have a comment, a concern, send a DART.
No, but I see what you're saying because, the DART system, I've had questions myself, and people don't think necessarily that whatever the question or concern is rises to the level that they have to submit some kind of DART. And this is absolutely not the case, right?
For sure.
You have the smallest question or concern. This is your time to actually use the DART system.
Yeah, he actually brought up a really good point with that, people feel it doesn't rise to the level of a DART. People need to realize that DART only comes to us. It does not go to the company. It's one thing I've heard quite a bit from members is a DART is like filing a grievance.
Yeah.
Filing a DART is not filing a grievance.
Absolutely.
This is one way to get a lot of eyes on a single topic. And like you said, it puts it into a database. So in the future, if we ever have the same problem, a similar problem during contract negotiation, it's easy for us to pull and bring up. Actually, just today here at the office, we are shown the new tools that we can access. You can actually make a report of all the DARTs of different topics. You can go right into there. You can make it into an Excel spreadsheet, a database. It's really quite a powerful tool, and it's really easy for members to use.
Right, and people might not understand that we don't get the information unless you tell us.
Yeah.
So you may have something that's been bothering you, this hotel stinks, whatever it is, and you talk amongst yourselves, and you talk on the crew van and everything else. But the union is not really going to get the information unless you communicate directly with the union, and the DART system is for that.
Yeah, and we absolutely can't really act on informal information, and this is the way to get this information out officially to the MEC, whatever. And we haven't spoken to this before, but if you haven't heard, a DART is a data action report. I know we use a lot of acronyms in aviation, and just to set that straight, it could be found on the website. Log in, all the way down, data action report.
And also the barcode that's on the QR code that's should be on everybody's lanyard that's part of our ALPA Orange Card has a link right to that. And you can download on Android or iPhone or iPad the ALPA app. And that's how I usually use it, right from the ALPA app. It's really, really convenient.
Yeah, that's probably the easiest way.
If I could just say one thing as well, there's a few different subcategories that you can send a DART. One of the big ones, like it could be a CASC issue, it could be a grievance issue. we can then reassign it. If you send it to us and we look at it and that's not the correct category for it to go to, we'll reassign it and it'll go to the correct committee that will see it. The MECC is all the darts, so
We do have the ability to reassign it if you use the incorrect one, but just what we're finding out in the first few weeks here of us leading the MEC is sometimes if you do send it to the wrong one, it gets a little bit buried.
Yeah, we're cleaning up right now, and we're going to do a better job of making sure these things get or just improve. It's a continuous evolution. This role, we're learning. Just as you can tell by the podcast here, this second podcast sounds a bit better than the first podcast. Yeah, I mean we're always going to be cleaning up these darts as they come in and trying to address them. One of the subcategories is contact your MEC, and I think that's an important one because I get a lot of questions from people on the line that is this happening or is that happening? I heard this rumor. If you're hearing a rumor and you want to get an answer to it right away, whether you're at the breakfast table in Miami or in the after a flight, send a dart. Subject title, contact your MEC. We will see that. And I guarantee you we'll get a response back to you in 24 hours to address your concern.
Quite quick. It's frankly a whole lot better than text messages or WhatsApp, email, because sometimes those things get buried.
Absolutely. And again, one of my goals is to just kind of eliminate misinformation that's out there. And let's talk about things. If you have a concern, bring it up and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we're on your side here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we all know that the trappings of texts and WhatsApp, and it's kind of a one-way street, and so you start reading something, and
out of context.
It's out of context. Absolutely, yeah. So DART system, that's good. I was thinking, has anybody been on the Cargojet website? I'm hoping people are using it because it really does have most of the stuff that you're looking for. So we get a lot of questions, where do I find the seniority list? Where do I find the benefits, the contract, the LOUs? That's all on the website. And
not to mention all the previous communications we've sent out. That's all stored right there. It's really easy to search.
Exactly. And the newsletters. I don't know if anyone's been reading these.
Oh, the Cargojet Chronicle?
Well-written newsletters. Yes, the Cargojet Chronicle.
That's Dave's baby, yeah.
There's pretty pictures and links.
A lot of work into that.
All sorts of things. So that's all on there as well. And if you don't know where it is, it's cjt.elpa.org. Go there, bookmark it, put it on your phone, all that kind of good stuff.
Dave, I know you're the communications chair here. What are some of the other projects you've kind of been working on?
Well, this podcast has kind of been occupying my time.
You've also been doing the Instagram and Facebook.
That's true. We are working on Instagram. We do have an Instagram page.
Make sure to like all your pictures. Don't worry.
Yeah, put little hearts next to them. We want to get as many eyes on that as we can because right now we're really just sort of echoing ELPA's Nationals posts and fairly generic right now. But as the followership, as we get a kind of a growing followership, and as we get closer to contract negotiations as well, we're going to have some more specific information on there. And it's just going to be another way to get some of the information out. We've been using, just thinking of this now, we've been using this TextCaster, not too much, but we didn't want to overload everybody with texts. But TextCaster is kind of a nice tool that you get a text message right to your phone for important things. And this will be used a little bit more in the future. Again, all gearing up towards contract negotiations. When you need to know something or something is out or something's on the website or whatever it is, and you should know about it right then and there. Right now, it's basically reminders for bid packages and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure. I know that saved me a couple times with the bids.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If I could bring up one good communication tool I want to address is How do we find out what the membership is looking for? And for that, it's going to be polling. Absolutely. And I know that's really going to... We're actually having a meeting after this podcast recording.
Yep.
We're going up to meet with the Earnings and or Economic Financial Analysis Committee, which is a massive committee at ALPA. And a lot of other airlines utilize that committee for research. These guys will help us develop proper surveys to understand what the membership's looking for, where we go. And yeah, so stay tuned for that. I'm excited about getting up there and finding out how we. I know we've put out a few surveys already. We want to keep them scientific.
We want to build on that.
And small. And yeah, these will be coming out regularly. So we encourage you fill out your surveys when they come out, mm-hmm. and be heard. because that's
what it should be the driving force, because it is a bottom up kind of organization.
Absolutely, it will be. It's not. We're not going to make decisions for the membership. But yeah, I mean, these surveys will guide. They're the rudder. They'll guide the ship, and that's
absolutely.
You put your confidence in us with your vote, but your mandate comes from your data.
100%.
And if you have any feedback on the polling, if it's too long, too short, if something excluded, what do you do, guys?
Exactly. I'll say it. File a dart.
File a dart. And that's another question that comes up sometimes that I know that internally we think about is how much communication goes out that's to the membership. Without being, you know, too annoying that things are coming out every day. So, like Safe, how many emails, company emails do you get?
You know what? I'm sure I could speak for Ryan and Ari here. We've gotten a ton of emails. So any communication that goes to the emails can get kind of lost sometimes. So we encourage people to file a dart so we know it's going to the right place. I know we're sounding like a broken record here, but it's very important.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, emails are really, really hard to keep track of, make sure the right person gets it. I just responded to one member 10 minutes ago and said, this is great, we'll look into it, but if you don't mind, can you just send a dart right now?
Yeah, and so send a dart.
It puts a pin on something.
Darts the message.
Kind of to just broaden on your, the polling stuff, we obviously have quite an issue with attrition here as well, right?
Yep.
So it's something that we've been kind of passionately working on the past few weeks is exit interview.
Correct, yeah.
So we'd like to understand more closely why our pilots are leaving Cargojet. We really think this can be just a fantastic place to work, and we want to... I know they're not employees here anymore, but their opinion matters. They were upset enough to leave the property.
Yeah, and what I find sometimes the narrative we get told is, well, people are always going to leave for Air Canada, so what's the point? And we have to educate the company that that's not the case. People would stay here, and a lot of the guys that have gone to Air Canada, we've lost some great guys, and these guys wanted to stay.
And we can only assume the answers. I think we have an idea, but we need to confirm that with polling. So it's something that we'd like to get started sooner than later. Hopefully in the next little bit.
We've reached out to some of the guys that have left already and to get some feels, and that'll be one of the mandates going forward.
Just a nice simple form to fill out.
An exit interview.
All right, well, just to change the subject a little bit, it's still communication, but we've had a couple face-to-face get-togethers so far as well. And I'll go out on a limb here and call the family day very successful. I thought it was 100%. Very successful.
Yeah,
right?
Very well done.
I'm hoping we're going to do more of that kind of thing. So, Ryan, what are some of the advantages of meeting in person?
Well, that family day event that was put on by Chris Howard and Thesura, Wijipala, I think. It was great. I mean, we had the company involved. It was nice to see our pilots that we just kind of see in passing a lot of the times or on a layover, and to see their families, to see their parents. These are the people that help them, go through the journey of, getting your private license. It was just really cool to see. And I remember leaving that event with this really kind of team.
Everyone was
warm
super
feeling.
Proud.
Yeah, was, everyone was proud. Very, that, yeah. So, we're definitely going to do that again and maybe find some ways and get some more company engagement as well. Maybe I've always joked about getting a dunk tank and getting Mario Zamarco in there for charity.
He's a nice guy, I know you're
listening, Mario.
I'll put money into that.
We just had a meeting yesterday with the company. It was positive. Mario was there, and we're looking forward to positive things going forward. And on that note, actually, with communication, when we are communicating with the company, please be respectful when we are addressing the company. We're representing all of our pilots. So whether you're talking to crew schedulers or somebody, the loaders, let's keep our heads high. Let's treat people with dignity. Remember, some of these people are working just as hard as we are. And some of their shifts, they're on long 12-hour shifts, I believe, a lot of these guys. Let's remember to be respectful. Don't, when you call these people up on the phone, be courteous, be polite. They're just doing their job.
All right. Well, that sounds good, Ryan. We've heard now a lot of ways that we can get in touch with you and for you to reach out to us. The important thing is that we always remain a two-way dialogue. So send us a dart, talk to us on the line, or send us an email. We want to hear from you. To listen to this and other episodes, please check us out online at cjt.alpa.org or find us on all other major podcast platforms. Until next time, this is David Tun. For Ryan, Ari, and Safe, this has been the Cargojet Pilot Podcast. Thanks for listening.